what this community and surrounding areas has done in the days following the storm. Our school district, working with other organizations in and around Valley City, we have over 100 volunteers show up from anywhere from elementary students to senior citizens of our community. We have too many organizations that either have sent volunteers or are donating snacks, food, lunch, cash donations to help in this coordinated effort, helping people. Sent half of our volunteers, 50, to the Benefield house south of Valley City. And then the other half is going to Chris and Amanda Hoffman's house, which is out in the Urbana area. The Hoffmans were impacted by the tornado, hit their house, hit the farmyard, and basically everything that they have is destroyed. And with FEI, the National Guard, Ethanol Plana, Spiritwood, Barnes County North School District, our school staff to help clean up their yard.
It's incredible what you and the school district and the staff members are doing, and the community members as well. Now, you plan to have a few more of these next week, Josh?
I would say, Steve, we want to continue to assist and help people clean up and recover. As we all know, this is a historic storm, the loss of life down the Enderlin area, but the wide impact this had, not only Valley City, but the surrounding areas as well. And so today is the last day this week, but if there's other people that are in need of help clean up, cutting trees, clean up debris, they should contact the school, 701-845-0483, or send us an email. Thanks so much to News Dakota, KOVC, Ryan, you guys for getting that information out there. Not only Valley City, but surrounding areas as well. We just want to help. We want to work with these other organizations, and there's so many groups. Again, it's hard to name everybody who stepped up and helped in so many different ways.